All right, well, good morning, everyone. My name is Kevin, and it's been really good to be here with you, not just this morning, but the past few weeks. And I'd like to thank you for welcoming us and making us feel a part of you here. I think Carrie's going to join me a little later on, but first we're going to watch a video, kind of a summary of where we're working in Jamaica. So if you guys want to play that video, it's a pretty good summary of what we're doing. All right, well, that's a little bit of a summary of what we're involved with in Jamaica. First of all, thank you so much for your support of our family. The church helps us monthly. And then also for your help in the fundraiser. We did a fundraiser for the ministry on Thursday evening. And many of you were there and showed your support through that, and we really appreciate that. So thank you for that. Our job description is field director and house parents. And so I thought I'd talk a little bit about what that looks like. We're responsible for the day-to-day operations in Jamaica. We have six aunties that live with the children and are responsible for their care, their day-to-day care. There's another couple there that they're elderly, or they're not elderly, they're older, in their 60s, and they're responsible for projects and outreach. So when we have work teams come do the building projects, they're responsible for those things. And then our responsibility looks like being the manager of the children's home. So we're involved with working with the government, with the Child Development Agency, in maintaining that relationship. And that's a pretty big part of it. It would be similar to the relationship between foster parents and the children's services here in the States. So there's a lot of reports and a lot of meetings and a lot of legal things that we're involved with that. Working with the caseworkers is pretty important, we're discovering. They are very overloaded. One caseworker told me that she has almost 200 cases, just her. And that's pretty normal, unfortunately. And so when they don't hear anything about the child or there's no problems, then the child just kind of doesn't get any attention as far as you know, their case progressing and them working on the case and trying to find a family or trying to find family members to take care of the child. So we're finding that it's important to follow up with them and to make sure things are happening so that the children don't just get stuck in institution until they're 18. And so that's something that we're involved with as well. One of our goals for the home is to provide a family type of atmosphere instead of an institution. We're also involved with Blossom Gardens, as you saw in the video. There's about 60 children there, and that is very much an institution. We do provide staffing there because they are pretty short-staffed. There's not enough hands to go around. The babies lay in the cribs all day because there's not enough people to hold them. So that's something that we're involved with. When we bring groups down, they go to Blossom and hold babies. And it might not seem like much, but it is very important for the development of a child to be held and to know that they're loved and that they're precious. In our home, there's 10 children, and part of the reason for that is to try to keep it as a family. And their ages, right now the ages we have are baby up to ages 6. And so trying to keep a family atmosphere with two three-year-olds and four four-year-olds can be a little hectic at times. The aunties do a very good job with that. Reasons that they're there, people ask us, are they all orphans or how do they come into care? They're from a variety of backgrounds. Some of them have been abandoned at the hospital. Some have been abused, neglected. There's all kinds of sad stories of where the children come from. But technically, they're not necessarily orphans, but they are in the state's care because of various unfortunate circumstances. And then a lot of people ask, what happens to them? And that varies as well. That's why we're involved with the caseworkers. We try to get them to go to families, whether it's through foster care, or sometimes they have family members who are willing to take them but need a little bit of time to get things in order or get their house fixed up or a variety of reasons. But sometimes family members take them. Sometimes a child doesn't have anyone. And so in those cases, they would be available for adoption. So when we go back, we're going back on Wednesday. And when we return, there's going to be one of the children from the home that's going to be placed with an adoptive family. So we're excited about that. So that'll be the fourth adoption in the last 2 years since we're there. So those are exciting things. And Carrie says she has two little stories to share, so I'll let her do that.
Well, it is a privilege to be here and share about our passion for the children in Jamaica. But on the video, you saw the little boy swinging, and he was singing, I love you, you love me, we're a happy family. He came from Blossom Garden and just eyes really sunken in and so sad. But he loved to be pushed on the swing. And those were one of his first words was that song, and we happened to get it on video. So that was like everyone was crowding around this little screen, like watching Mario sing this song. And he knew all of a sudden what love looked like when he started singing this song. And the other story, I shared it the other night, is about a little boy named Tony. And he was also from Blossom Garden. There they pretty much leave him in their cribs all day long. Sometimes the toddlers, you let him get out and run around for a little bit. Small area to play in, but mostly they are in their cribs a long time. But he came with a big bruise on his forehead. And what we discovered was at any time he would go down for a nap, he would start banging his head against the crib. And this was a way of comforting himself. And, you know, it was heartbreaking to us at first to see how this was his only way to lull himself to sleep. He had never had, you know, loving arms of a mom or dad to rock him to sleep. And so we saw him progress, and soon he was doing less of that, and his bump was going down. And the other thing that he would do is scream, and very loud and for no reason at all, you know, like happy, sad. And I just remember about 2 months later, I was playing with him, and all of a sudden I was like, he's not screaming at all. And it was just such a good reminder of when a child is loved and nurtured and cared for. You know, they grow and they thrive, and that type of screaming is not even a part of their life. So those are my two short stories.
So again, thank you so much for your support. We really enjoy what we're doing, and it's not all happy stories. There's hard times. But we really feel like God's called us there, and really enjoy what we're doing. We did, just before we came back in July, we did submit an application for our family to adopt, so that's something you can pray about. And we're excited about that, but we don't know how that's all going to look like, what it's going to look like, how long it's going to take, and all those things. So keep that in your prayers. There's some information out here on the table. If you want to pick up, there's a prayer card for our family, picture of our family. There's some pictures of the children, some brochures. Help yourself to any of those items. And put it on your fridge and pray for us. Thanks again.